Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
Good morning, gardeners. It's Sunday morning. It's time for your favorite gardener and mine, Patrick Parent. Get yourself a cup of coffee and get out a notebook because it's time to solve all your gardening problems.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them bloom for me and you, and I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
Good morning, gardeners. Welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Your host, Patrick Parent, and Paul's youngest son. I'm going to be here till 10 o'clock Eastern time, so we got about 3 hours left. So you can give us a call. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. And we got about 3 hours left in the show to answer all your gardening questions. We got some open lines, so definitely give us a call now. I know as the show goes on, we get a little bit busier with the lines. But we do have a call on the line right now, so we're going to get right to that. Nathan, who's up next?
All right, it is Ed in Falmouth.
Ed, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Hey, good morning, Patrick. Dad would be very proud, I'm sure.
Thank you.
Yeah, I have a small problem with grubs. Now, it's unusual to have a problem, I think, this late in the season, but is it too late to put down Dilox, or is that still kind of accepted as long as it gets watered in and we have a few warm days?
I still think you have time to use that Dilox at this point. So it's a 24-hour killer. It puts everything it can down in 24 hours to get to the grubs. So that's why I believe it's still available to work and still does work. We're still selling it at the garden center I work for. It would be one of those things where if it wasn't active, wasn't useful, we wouldn't really be pushing it, but you still have time to do it. If you're on the Cape in Falmouth, you're a little bit, you know, in that ecosystem where it's a little bit warmer here and there. So I think you'd be fine without a problem. Again, like I said, it's a 24-hour killer, so it's not like it needs, you know, 3 weeks to work itself in.
Yeah, as long as it gets watered in, I should be fine.
Exactly. Yeah. So I think that would definitely be fine for you. You know, you're not looking
another question. Yeah.
No, go right ahead.
Thanks, I appreciate that. I do have another question.
Sure.
Montauk daisies. I have some that are way overgrown. They're absolutely beautiful. When's the proper time to either transplant them or split them up or whatever? How should I do this?
So I'd transplant and split them up in the spring. In the spring. So you're going to, you know, there's the double pruning effect that you would do on a Montauk daisy, you know, in the spring and then mid-July, around July 4th. So that first initial prune back is probably about the time or a little bit before is when I would transplant it. You know, get it established back into the ground, then prune it, get it ready for July. Whereas later in the season, you know, it's trying to go into its dormancy period. It's trying to go back into its roots. And by digging it up and cutting its roots, you're kind of cutting away some of it, if that makes any sense. It's going to happen either way. You're going to cut it, but it's now trying to focus on its root systems, and when you cut it, it almost gives it a little bit more shock. You know what I mean? So I'd wait till spring to do it. At this point, what you could do You probably know where they are because they've always obviously been there year after year, but maybe leave like a marker or something where it is so in the spring you know if it hasn't started to bud up or pop up, where it is so you could transplant it at that point. But I definitely do it in the spring. It's
okay.
You have the full season for it to really adapt and grow its new roots, whereas right at this point, you never know what the weather's going to do to us for the rest of the season. It could just start to get cold. I mean, the long-term forecast right now for the next 7 to 10 days is nice, higher 50s and low 60s. So it might be nice, but by doing it in the spring, it gives you the whole season to work with it to make sure it's going to be okay. You know what I mean? So that you can actually, if you start to notice something going on, you can fertilize it or try to fix it. Whereas right now, it's just going to go dormant and go into the ground. You don't know if anything happens during the winter until the spring. So that's kind of why I like to wait.
Yeah. What about shrubs in general? Like if I wanted to, can I go to the garden centers? Like, for instance, we have the Mahoney's here in Falmouth.
Yep.
They have some great deals on some plants right now. Can I go purchase some, like, euonymus and stuff like that? Is it too late in the season to get that in the ground?
Not at all. I would definitely be putting down because, again, like I said, you know, with the Montauk daisy, the plant is focusing on its root system. It's the same thing with any trees or shrubs. They're focusing on their root system and trying to develop in the ground and get ready for winter. Now, you know, I'd still plant a Montauk daisy if I were to purchase it now and have no problem. It's just the transplanting because you're cutting some of the roots that are there. Whereas in a container or a root ball, it's already had that initial shock, if you will, of the transplanting from, so if it's in a root ball, you know, it's been dug up. Or if it's in a container, it's grown in that way. So it has already had those shocks, if you will. So you definitely still have time. I would look at getting some biotone starter to mix into the soils with you.
Mm-hmm.
If you were to go to the Mahoney's, they have it's called compost planting mix. That one has biotone starter in it. So it's perfect to start any new plant. So if you're going to get any of those euonymus or any other shrubs, definitely get some of that to mix in the soil. It's going to give you a great fresh start for it. And help.
Perfect. Perfect. Absolutely. Thank you so much, Patrick. I really appreciate all the work you do for us.
Thanks, Ed. Have a great rest of your day.
All right, you too. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. All right. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. And we do have another call on the line, so we're going to get right to that. Nathan, who's up next?
Eleanor is in southern Maine.
Eleanor, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Good morning, Patrick. I have a question about my rose bushes. Some of them are still blooming, but others are struggling. And I am just not sure if it's too late to put down some rose tone or rose food or exactly what I should do. I know I'm going to use the salt marsh hay that your dad always spoke of to put around them this winter, but not until Thanksgiving, he said.
Yeah.
But anyway, am I too late to put down some rose food?
I believe so. I wouldn't use it at this point.
You wouldn't? Okay.
It's a little bit late. A lot of times when you fertilize, you're looking to help it through the winter, you know, help it through the season.
Right.
If I were to put it down at this point, I'd definitely go at least half the rate of what would be on there. But there's, I personally wouldn't. I just think we're getting almost into November. I'd wait on it.
Okay.
Obviously, with salt marsh hay, using that again about Thanksgiving. But, you know, do everything that you've normally done. But I just wouldn't push that rose tone at this point.
Okay. All right. Perfect.
All right.
Thank you very much.
No problem. Good luck, Eleanor.
Thank you.
Thank you. Bye-bye. All right. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. And we're going to be here till 10 o'clock Eastern time, a couple minutes before the break. But had some great questions so far. When Ed was talking about planting at this point, it's perfect time. They have slogans out there, fall is for planting. We're still in fall. It's a great time to do that because, the plants are focusing on the root system. They're focusing on, getting established over that winter, looking for the food, looking for anything that's there. Sometimes, when you feed them at this point, I would have done it maybe a little bit earlier with some of the more established. You could still do it, but I don't completely agree with that. But the fall, earlier fall, would be the time to be fertilizing. But when you're planting at this point, using that Biotone starter to definitely help establish a good growth for the winter. And when I say growth, I mean in the root system. The roots are trying to go deep, trying to find that feed, trying to find the water, etc. So it's definitely something to think about. The other thing, ground hasn't frozen yet. So any plants that are, that you've planted, get them watered still. Still established. Keep going with the water. Deep soakings. Leave the hose on a trickle for something along the lines of, a new euonymus like Ed was talking about. Put it on a soak. Let it just sit there. Might work out better for you. Phone number is 855.
If you love to grow roses, you know the damage that insects and diseases can cause. Bonide Rose RX Systemic Drench offers insects and disease control in one easy application. Bonide Rose RX Drench is a multipurpose fungicide and insecticide for roses, flowers, and shrubs. Mix it in a watering can and apply it directly to the base of the plant. One application protects the rose, the flower, and shrubs from insects and diseases for up to 6 weeks.
Are your window boxes and containers wilting on these hot days of summer? Do you spend countless hours watering your garden? Well, it's not too late to change that with soil moist granules. Just punch a few holes in the soil near the plant and add a pinch or two of soil moist granules. The soil moist granules will swell 200 times, holding the water in the soil for your plants to use. Established plants like roses, vegetables, annuals, perennials, and new shrubs and trees will stop wilting. That's soil moist.
Hard at work for over 75 years, Dram watering tools have been the professional's choice for quality and durability. Now, you can create the softest shower of rain with a Dram rain wand in your garden. Choose from 9 water patterns for a variety of uses with the revolver spray gun, and use a color storm sprinkler for a lush playground. Quality you can depend on for a lifetime. Dram, the professional's choice for lawn and garden. Available at a fine garden center near you. Visit us online at dram.com.
I'm your BioAdvanced lawn care scientist, here to introduce new all-in-one Weed and Feed. It kills lawn weeds like dandelion and clover. Plus, it kills crabgrass all in one easy step. And it has microfeed action, which creates a more nutritious, resilient root zone. That's the key to a healthy green lawn. Make the switch and try the one that weeds, feeds, plus kills crabgrass.
New all-in-one Weed and Feed from BioAdvanced science-based solutions. Get more from the blue bag. Always read and follow label instructions.
Childhood is full of wonder, and we get the chance to relive it with our grandchildren every day. But imagine missing special moments with a grandchild or seeing them through cloudy vision. The Foundation Fighting Blindness can help by providing valuable information about diagnosing and treating AMD. Age-related macular degeneration is the leading cause of vision loss in people 55 and older, but it doesn't have to be. The Foundation Fighting Blindness is driving research and saving sight by providing information about diagnosing and treating AMD. Don't miss a moment of your grandchildren's youthful wonder because of poor vision. Learn more about vision-saving preventions and treatments. Call the Foundation Fighting Blindness today at 1-800-BLINDNESS for a free packet on reversing or managing AMD. Or go to the website fightblindness.org where you can find so much helpful information. Call 1-800-BLINDNESS today. That number again is 1-800-BLINDNESS or fightblindness.org.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
And welcome to back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. Now, just want to let everybody know, next week we'll be playing a best of show. I won't be around. I'm going to be away with my wife for the weekend, going to a wedding in Rhode Island. So we're gonna be gone, so I apologize, but you can hear us, obviously every other Sunday, but we're working on, trying to get you a good show, for next week as well. But I wanna talk about, at this point, something we could be actually doing right now when it comes to protecting our evergreens for winter. We've talked about it many times, about getting prepared for that next season. This is one of those things. Spraying your plants with some sort of spray, like a wilt stopper, a wilt proof, to protect them from the wind damage that they get in that cold weather. That wind damage is something that, you know, you can't really protect unless you spray something on your evergreens. You'll notice in the spring sometimes they've dried out or they've got what they call winter damage. Parts of the plants are dying back, etc. So, you know, this is the time to do it because they're looking, you want to have temperatures where it's above 45 degrees. And, you know, it's going to be, you know, we're in the low 60s, in the 50s. We're getting to that point where, you know, we're going to be starting to get some 30s. So we want the 40 degree weather during the day, at least as a minimum. To be spraying these products to help prevent any of the damage from the wind. Like I said, Wilt Stop is a very good one to be using. It's a very easy product to use. It comes in multiple sprays. But you know, were last year's windy, cold winter months tough on your outdoor plants? Did you know that you can help your plants survive the ravages of winter? Bonide's Wilt Stop is the answer. This all-natural product, once applied onto your trees and shrubs, put a clear coating on the plant, which protects plants from drying out. It prevents winter burn, salt damage, moisture loss, and also reduces transplant shock. Wiltstop seals the moisture in and keeps the cold, dry, damaging wind out. Wiltstop also prevents Christmas trees and wreaths from dropping their needles by sealing in the moisture. Extend the life of your Christmas greens by applying Wiltstop before you bring them inside or hang them outside. Bonite's Wiltstop is available in a bonus 40-ounce ready-to-use and in pint, quart, and gallon concentrate sizes. Wiltstop Christmas tree and wreath is available in pint ready-to-use for easy application to your live seasonal decorations. And Bonite products are made in America. Wiltstop is available at these fine stores. You can find them at a Mahoney's Garden Center near you, West Lebanon Feed and Supply in West Lebanon, New Hampshire, and Campbell's True Value Agway in Central Maine. Or go to bonite.com for a retailer near you. Like I said, this is the time to be doing this to protect your plants for winter. You know, it's any evergreen that you're using, anything that keeps its leaves for the winter. One thing I will say, if it's blue like a blue spruce, you don't need it. You don't need to spray it on there. Something in it, even though it's organic, makes that blue kind of fade a little bit. But it's not going to hurt the plant. But it's something to be thinking about right now, because we're going to be in winter soon. Winter is always coming around that corner where, you know, we're technically 2 months away from winter. But, you know, that cold weather, you never know, especially in New England here, the weather changes every, 5 minutes. So you want to be prepared, and that's what you want to do. A lot of them, you have to spray multiple times during the season. So, you know, make sure that, that warm-up that we have in the middle of middle to end of January, beginning of February, it seems like we've had it the past 5 years, where for one day it warms up and it's like in the high 40s, 50s, sometimes even 60s. That's when you can spray it again to prolong that next couple months for it. They do say that it'll last for, 3 to 4 months. I like to think of it as 2 months and cover it that way. So that's why I'll do it, maybe November, beginning of November, end of October, and then try to do it again in January, late January. So just something to think about. If you have any questions, give us a call at 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. And we're going to go to break when we get back. More of your questions, be right back.
Esfoma, the company that makes Holytone and Plantone fertilizer, has something new for you this spring. A new 4-in-1 weed control that kills weeds, grasses, mosses, and algae. Use it on sidewalks, patios, driveways, and walkways, and you will see results in just hours. Also, an all-natural insect control for roses, vegetables, and flowers is fast-acting and kills all stages of insects from eggs to adults. And a 3-in-1 natural disease control for roses, vegetables, and ornamentals, a triple-action killer for fungus, mites, and insects. That's Esfoma.
How would you like the garden to be green this year? Yes, it's possible with BioSafe products. BioSafe as an organic weed and grass killer, no more Roundup. Organic disease control, organic insecticide, organic mold and mildew, BioSafe fruit and vegetable wash, and all the organic products to keep your fish pond clean. Go to BioSafeSystems.com. Call 860-290-8890. BioSafe.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Claiming new progress against Islamic State extremists in Syria, President Trump said some European nations are now willing to take on detained Islamic State fighters. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo.
We're hopeful that every country that has persons detained in these camps will accept those back into their country. Not just European countries. There are many, many countries around the world who have had people leave their country and go to fight alongside ISIS in their campaign in Syria.
The president pushed back at criticism that his Syria moves were damaging U.S. credibility. He touted the U.S.-brokered ceasefire agreement as Kurdish troops claimed the combat has not yet been halted.
We are in a very strong position. We are
also in a position where we could put tremendous, powerful sanctions on Turkey or whoever else we want to.
This is USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
And welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. We do have a call in line, so we're going to get right into that. Nathan, who's up next?
Daryl in Pittsford, Vermont.
Daryl, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Good morning.
Good morning.
Let's work with Christmas coming up and all. Let's work with elfin-sized plots. People have a lot of raised beds. And although we don't normally go out of our way to do soil testing on them because it's small, a soil test comes up and says it's low in phosphorus and potassium. How do you not put too much in a bed that's only like probably 4 feet by 4 feet?
Yeah. it seems hard to do, especially a lot of them you're bringing in some heavy. You're bringing in a product that's supposed to be, you know, neutral, etc. But, you know, it depends on, obviously, where you're getting it.
Well, suppose you get a classic 10-10-10. They're gonna allow themselves to go the chemical route. Is that blend in that bag, is that pretty much homogenous? The only place you take your entire full teaspoon of material, are you going to get the right stuff, or is it just going to be a filler?
Yeah, I mean, I guess you kind of got a point there. It could be just mostly a filler on some of it. But, I mean, as you know with soil testing, people don't want to do it, obviously, but if you have multiple beds and you're using the same soil, maybe that makes more sense for you.
Right.
But I think, you know, if you're not having those, maybe there's something else going on. And you and I have talked about this, and I've talked about it many times, but if you don't know what's going on in the soil, you pretty much don't know what's going on with the area there. So how can you actually get the right stuff, right? I mean, how can you take care of it without knowing what's going on underground?
Well, yeah, you got to know where your map is before you go there.
Exactly, because you can actually continue to put phosphorus down multiple times, and it just builds up. And when you get a soil test, it says, oh, there's tons of phosphorus. But it's not going in because something else is going on. So right. There's
in this case, it's very, very small amounts.
Yeah.
Coming in at below. And you say, well, is a tablespoon going to be too much?
Yeah.
And I don't know.
I mean, that's tough.
Math here.
You know, a tablespoon on a 4x4 section.
Right.
I mean, how much is actually going to get to everything? I mean, that mixture, when you first get it, is going to get, you know, heavy in some areas. So, I don't know. That's a tough one. That's not one that you can just sit here and say this is the exact amount.
Right.
I think it's going to have to be
pour out the entire bag into a wheelbarrow and stir it all up and say, yep, that's not filler, that's fertilizer.
Exactly.
And you don't know, so because it looks all the same to me.
Yeah, and I think if you're having some of the lower phosphorus, some of the ways to go would be the liquid way on some of it. Sometimes, you know, it's that quicker. It's going to show up a little bit easier. That liquid fertilizer, there's a new product coming out from Monterey that has a heavy phosphorus in their liquid fertilizer that I think is going to be really beneficial. And it also has a bunch of potassium in there as well. So right. I think it's going to be something that an area like that would be beneficial for, because it's, you know, when the plants are in there, it's going to be easier to uptake into the plants and help them grow. So I think if you're just setting a bed up when there's nothing in there, it's different than when there are plants in there, because the plants are going to help absorb that to create more of the phosphorus in the area than if it's just, you know, just the soil.
That was your easy question. Now let me give you one that's not so easy.
All right.
You want to add a little copper to the soil. It's reading low on copper, but then again, this is the state of Vermont modified Morton. And you never know. But can you put in, like, say, a copper fungicide? And maybe put a little copper in the soil, or is that...
I mean, what is it actually saying on the, you know, is it what are you using the bed for would be one of the questions I would have.
Well,
to see
it. That amount, that information didn't come through. It just says it's 16 square feet, which I'm calling a 4x4 raised bed. But doesn't say what they're growing. Could be growing marijuana in Vermont, you know.
Yeah.
But
you know, it's so to me it would depend on, you know, the acidity of the soil too, and what you're growing. The acidity.
Fairly acid soil. It's 5.4.
Okay. Well, so that's going to help increase the uptake of copper, so it would be the time where you could throw the copper in there. And I think maybe the copper fungicide, depending upon which, if you're spraying it right onto the soil, that would be fine. I'm trying to think of other ways to get copper in there.
Well, that's it. You know, once you throw pennies in there, they're not copper.
Yeah, no. I'm trying to think of what else you could do to add it to it. But I think, I think you're right with the copper fungicide, because it is copper that you're spraying. You might need to do it multiple times, just like, you know, if you were to use lime or something along those lines, you know, you're doing it in multiple stages. I think copper fungicide is the way to go, and especially with the acidic soil, it's going to absorb it quicker.
Right.
And get it in there, so you might not need to use as much.
No, so, all mixed in the regular directions, and I mean, you can't keep retesting. I mean, it's a couple of tests. It costs more than the value of the product, you know, the soil itself.
Definitely. I'm trying to. I don't know of any other additions.
It's copper sulfate, but that's for like a whole acreage.
Yeah, and that you
use copper sulfate.
It's almost like you're gonna have to use it like a sprinkle. Right, we're back to the less than a teaspoon.
Right.
I'm trying to think if there's anything else you can add. I mean, everything I've seen would be like a copper fungicide to spray in it.
Yeah. So that's not off the records then.
Yeah.
I mean, that is a possibility.
Yeah, definitely. I think that's something to think about, because it is going to help with, you know, the growth of some of the plants, especially if you're growing veggies, a lot of veggies in those.
That's what it is, vegetables.
Yeah, and they're going to help because they can get a deficiency in the copper. I think that's the way to go, is the copper fungicide.
Well, we'll try that in the spring, and if we don't kill off the entire growth in there, we'll find out what's happening.
All right, Daryl.
Okay, thank you, Mike.
All right, thanks. Have a great one. Bye-bye. All right, and our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. Now, we do have another call on the line, so we're going to get right to that. Nathan, who's up next?
Rick in Sanford.
Rick, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Good morning. Long-time listener, first-time caller.
Oh, great. Thank you for calling. How can we help you today?
I got a question for you. I've got a natural food plot that's all raspberries. It's probably, I'm going to say, close to 30 or 40 yards wide by 60 yards long, and it's all natural. I'm looking to help it along a little bit so I get a better yield next year. I was told I could put 10-10-10 for fertilizer down probably right about now. Is that correct?
You could put something down for it. I'd wait at that point to the spring. You don't want to push too much. The natural coverage for any of the raspberry plots, obviously, is taking care of it for the winter, using something along the lines of like a straw or a salt marsh hay. Salt marsh hay is the best just to protect it. I'd put the 10-10-10 maybe early spring. At this point, I think it's a little bit too late to be doing. I think, I'll have to double check when I get to a break, but I'm almost 100% positive that it wouldn't be as good. But for something that big, 60 by 30, I mean, that's some acreage right there that you're looking at. It's a good spot for it. So let me look into it a little bit more, but I really don't think that's the way I would go at this point. I'd probably try to add some compost to the area, add some compost around the plants to get some just organic matter in there. Getting that salt marsh hay later to protect them would definitely be one to do. But I think that's going to be your best bet.
It was an old log yard. What they did is they logged out part of that area, and they set up there, and they basically killed everything in the area. But when it did come up, it was all raspberries. And my little four-legged critters really like it, so I'd like to keep it there.
Okay. Now, so definitely the protection for the winter is definitely something to look at. Have you done any, like, cleaning of them at all?
Weeds out. There was I don't know what they were called, but there was a bunch of plants growing up around it that I thought maybe it might, it might choke the plants themselves.
Yeah.
I took out as much weeding. I did a lot of weeding in there.
Okay.
Like I said, it's all natural, and I didn't pick any of the berries at all this year. I just let them fall to the ground, and hopefully I'll have more and more as I go.
Okay. So one thing I'd like to see you do this year, if you could, is at this point kind of look at it and see there's going to be green stems or canes, and there's going to be brown canes. Okay. The brown canes are the ones that you can actually cut back, and you cut those back to the soil and leave the green. Okay, the green you'll leave for next year. Obviously, you protect them as well. Any of the new raspberries you want to protect, and that's why I was suggesting that salt marsh hay around them to get them to protect during the winter so it doesn't get that deep, deep freeze. Obviously, it's going to get the freeze, but we're just doing a little extra protection. You can actually put compost around the plant as well instead of just the salt marsh hay. In the spring, that's when you kind of pull it back a little bit. But that's what I would look to do is clean up at this point for next year, getting the older canes out of there, and protecting it by putting the compost and whatnot around it.
Yeah, there's a few pine trees to the west side of this plot, and I don't know if they're like blueberry plants, but they like the acidic soil or not.
I'd keep them, definitely keep them in the acidic levels. They'll be fine there. Definitely work out.
So the pine trees are good.
Yep, I think you're going to be good there.
All right, great.
Have a great one.
Thanks for your help.
All right, we'll be right back.
Are you tired of insects ruining your trees and shrubs? Need a product that will prevent insect damage on tall trees? Well, Vonide has the answer. Annual Tree and Shrub Insect Control will control trees and shrub damaging insects, including emerald ash borer, woolly adelgid, and the Asiatic lily beetle. One spring application prevents insect infestation for up to 1 year. Just mix as directed, pour it at the base of the tree or the shrub, and will travel throughout the entire plant, and it will not wash off. Get a jump on lawn weed control this year with Weed Beater Ultra from Vonide. Vonide Weed Beater Ultra is the ultimate systemic broadleaf lawn weed killer. It will kill more than 200 difficult-to-control weeds right down to the roots in just one application. Weed Beater Ultra kills your lawn weeds without harming your lawn grasses. In 24 hours, you'll start seeing results. Unlike other brands that require temperatures of 65 or higher to work, Weed Beater Ultra works fast in temperatures as low as 45 degrees. That's Weed Beater Ultra.
Hello, I'm your BioAdvanced lawn care scientist.
Where'd you come from?
And I want you to try new all-in-one Weed and Feed.
What's this?
All-in-one Weed and Feed. It kills lawn weeds like dandelion and clover, plus kills crabgrass, all in one easy step.
Did you say kills crabgrass?
Yes. Weeds, feeds, plus kills crabgrass.
Wow! Really?
With new all-in-one Weed and Feed from BioAdvanced Science-Based Solutions.
My lawn is going to look great.
Get more from the blue bag. Always read and follow label instructions.
If you like to garden and want to learn more about the flowering and foliage houseplants this winter, go to paulparent.com to get a free email newsletter every Thursday morning. It's free, it's informative, and the topics will change with the season. I also include some cool music videos of the music groups we grew up singing when music was music. I put a new recipe to keep you eating your vegetables, a garden quote to keep you thinking about the garden during a cold winter. Go to paulparent.com.
Join me, George Norrie, at the Health Freedom Expo October 25th and 26th in Tinley Park near Chicago. The Health Freedom Expo is an incredible weekend exploring the latest in natural and alternative medicine with more than 100 lectures, workshops, and exhibits. Meet leading experts including Patch Adams, Lisa Oz, Ocean Robbins, Doc Wallach, Aaron Elizabeth, and so many more. Plus, I'll host a luncheon and discussion on natural healing breakthroughs. The Health Freedom Expo can help you learn to achieve a naturally vibrant and healthy life. Join us to explore how you can take your wellness into your own hands and meet others who are doing the same thing. Get your tickets today at TrinityHealthFreedomExpo.com. That's TrinityHealthFreedomExpo.com or call 1-888-658-3976. That's 1-888-658-3976. TrinityHealthExpo.com or 1-888-658-3976.
Warning, don't let your business get left behind in what is likely to be the biggest economic boom in recent history. If you need to build for your business to grow, call General Steel today for a pre-engineered steel building designed for your needs. No wasted space. Steel prices are expected to rise, but you can still lock in your price on a General Steel building. And you can still save as much as half the cost and time of conventional construction. As much as half. But you must call now. If you need a church building, office, warehouse, manufacturing, manufacturing space, retail space, or more. Call General Steel today. You can still get the General's 50-year structural warranty and General Steel quality, all at a price you can afford. So don't let rising steel prices put your project out of reach and stop you from making your company great.
800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. That's 800-965-1295.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
With more people listening to radio than visit Google, Facebook, or YouTube, from the very young to the very old, everyone listens to radio. Pillow companies, alarm, identity theft, nutrition, insurance, banking, automotive, the list goes on and on. Billion-dollar businesses. Why? The answer is radio, the media everyone tunes into. Find out how effective and affordable radio can be for your business. Contact 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com.
Garden Club. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. Now, before the break, we have been talking with Rick. He was just asking in regards to putting 10-10-10 down to his raspberries at this time. Like I said, during the break, I was going to double-check everything. I was pretty much 100% positive that spring was the time to do it, and everything that I just looked at is saying spring is the only time to do it for these guys. So if you're still listening, Rick, spring for the 10-10-10, use it just once in the spring. They don't want to have like tons of feed during the season on that 10-10-10. You're not looking to do it a bunch of times during the year. But take a look at doing it in the spring. That's one of the things I would look at. So just wanted to reiterate that. Like I said, I wanted to double-check myself, but everything I looked up said that. Now, coming up at 8:30, so about 35 minutes from now, Victoria is going to join us from Natural Alternatives. We're going to be talking about a bunch of great things that we can be doing this time of year. And even getting ready for winter. Unfortunately, it is not that far away. Like we said, like I've said, I don't know, every week, we're thinking about that next season. And getting ready for winter is definitely something to do. Getting to the point where, you know, should be, have done or just about to do today or tomorrow that last fertilizer, winterizer, if you will. We can talk about that and talk about getting ready for next season. Talk about, You know, one of my favorite topics is the Protolyzer. Protolyzer is an incredible product that everybody kind of thinks, all right, it's just another fertilizer, when it's actually not even a fertilizer. It just works with your fertilizers. So definitely something to talk about. I just can't talk about their Protolyzer enough, what it does. So we'll be talking with Victoria about that. So stay tuned for that. Again, I said that's about 8:30. So that's about 35 minutes here. Another couple things you should definitely be taking a look at, signing up for the newsletter, especially going into the winter, and keep you thinking about different things to be doing in the garden, your house plants, what you could be doing. That time of year, you know, sometimes we get cold and dreary out there, and we forget about all the great things spring and summer and fall bring us with flowers, and the newsletter is just for that. If you go to paulparent.com, go all the way to the bottom, you can subscribe to it. The newsletter we got this week that we put out had a bunch to do with spring flowering bulbs and how you should be planting them now. And, you know, daffodils, snowdrops, and some hyacinths. And the one thing, you know, we always take one type of thing out of the product of the articles. I usually take, you know, something different each time. And I noticed this time the word never is used multiple times, underlined, bolded, capital letters, bigger than everything else when it comes to using bone meal as a fertilizer for the outdoor bulbs. So definitely something to be thinking about and not using this when it comes to the bulbs, but use bulb tone fertilizer. So that's, you know, something to be doing. They need to be fertilized in the spring and fall so they can consistently have those flowers. But again, don't use the bone meal. Use the bulb tone fertilizer. That is something that I've definitely picked up from my father from what he's talked about. And again, if you look at the article this week, the word never is used, I think, 5, 6, 7 times. And it's always followed by bone meal. So just... just something to be thinking about. Gives me a chuckle because I can see him saying it and being very serious about it. So we all know my father was an easygoing guy, and when it came to certain things like this, when he was serious, he meant business. So just, you know, the new bulbs that you're putting in, again, use that bulb tone versus the bone meal. So just a thought. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. We're going to go to a break when we get back in the 8 o'clock hour. More of your questions, so give us a call. We'll be right back.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.